Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 685, Halo Bowl 3 announcement, recorded on June 4th, 2019. Everyone, welcome to this special podcast episode for multiple podcasts you're probably listening to. I am Duststorm. I am from the podcast Podtacular, and I've got several other podcasts with me as we are going to discuss Halo Bowl 3, or the official Halo Bowl 3 as we had an interim one in the past. But first up, I've got with me is Tazman from the Gaming Under Fire podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Hey, hey. Welcome, welcome.
Good to be back. Next,
I have Mr. Silver, or Halo Completion himself, from the Halo Conversationalist podcast. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, and then we got a twofer from the one of the latest additions to the Halo Bowl teams. We've got R93 Sniper and Lizard Lips from the Captain's Report. Welcome aboard.
Hey, all. It's good to be here.
Good to have you on board. So well, this is our fourth year, technically, for doing Halo Bowl, but it is Halo Bowl 3 because last year was a last-ditch effort to keep the annual status of the Halo Bowl.
Sounds like crowbars might have been involved.
Yeah, a little bit.
And shoehorns aren't quite enough.
It was more of a, holy crap, it's December, we should put something together. And yes. We just kind of scrambled last second to try to pull something together.
That sounds like something Lizard would do.
Hey, look, man, I try really hard to get those documents out on time.
It's all good. We at least got it snuck in there. Granted, it was probably 2 weeks before the end of the year, but we still managed to pull it off. But we wanted to make a more considered effort with this one. That's why we're calling it Halo Bowl 3 again. And this time we are going full force into this thing, trying to raise enough money for a full cart while putting on the largest podcast tournament to date, I think. We've got 8 podcasts being represented, 6 of which are returning from December last year, which we also had the inclusion of a couple of new ones. So we have HCS Pro Talk, which is not being represented tonight. We have Drunken Halo, which is also absent from tonight. We've got Podtacular, being represented by myself, Duststorm. We've got Podcast Evolved, also absent tonight. We've got Halo Conversationalist, which is being represented by Silver. Got Gaming Under Fire, being represented by Mr. Tazman. We've got HCS Weekly, which is going to be one of the new joining podcasts for the tournament. And then we've got the Captain's Report, which is represented by R93 Sniper and Lizard Lips.
And everybody that is not represented tonight has already been eliminated.
Oh, man. Did we make the final bracket already?
Hell yeah. I can cheese my way into this, and I don't even have to fire a single shot.
I mean, you are only a sniper, way I'm winning. That's normal.
Only way I'm winning.
They can play it on their own in the loser's bracket. They can hang out there.
We've been practicing. Like, don't cut yourself short, man. And positive attitude. Positive attitude.
We haven't been practicing.
No. He's Lizard has gotten us to like practice hardcore, full sweaty boy mode. It's been interesting.
I mean, I understand that it's for charity and everything, but like being what I feel or what I've seen as one of the newest podcasts on the block, like I just got to bring it because this is our golden opportunity right now, and I'm not going to let you squander it.
Basically, at the very least, our communication is gold.
Yeah, the team that finishes last place is completely excommunicated from Halo podcasting. So there, we'll throw some stakes out there.
Oh man, that's a tall order.
Oh, turn shit. In your microphone.
No. Oh, come on. I just got it.
Is it nice? I'll take it.
I mean, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's an Amazon special.
Listen, don't get him started with his microphones. He spent, like, on one of our podcasts, he spent, like, 40 minutes just talking about it.
Hey, we had a tech review section, and that is all we had that week. So, like, that MX-770, it's all the rage now, right?
I'm not even sure what that one is. I know I've heard of it, but I haven't actually looked into it too much.
It was a relatively inexpensive condenser microphone. I haven't had any issues with it so far. I mean, I got that up onto a Behringer preamp, so I mean, I'm happy with it. It's good. Done everything I've asked it to.
Dibs.
Aw.
He had to pry from his cold dead hands.
Yeah, with the helmet.
Quite literally, in this case.
Yeah, if you get the microphone.
With the helmet.
Yeah, if you get the microphone, the helmet comes with it.
I'll just snag it while I'm teabagging.
Oh, gotta get those squads in there, man. Those teabag dabs.
All right, so let's go ahead and do a quick little introduction for everyone's podcast, just in case there's people that have listened to each other's podcasts that might not know who we are. So I'll start out with mine first, and then we'll go around the virtual table. So Podtackler is a weekly podcast covering all sorts of Halo and community news. And we have featured topics of discussion throughout each week. Sometimes they can be books. Sometimes they can be discussions about an HCS event. Sometimes they can be kind of offhanded topic discussions about fan projects or cosplay, convention recaps, all that kind of stuff. So we're kind of a catch-all type of podcast, mostly for the latest and greatest as far as news goes. And then I'll go ahead and toss the ball over to Halo Conversationalists with Silver.
Yeah, so our podcast is mostly focused on lore. So we basically, when we started with Fall of Reach, and then we went through like all the books and games and all the comics and everything. So we kind of went through it in what we thought was mostly a logical progression through the lore. But now it's starting to devolve into, well, it devolved early, and there's a bunch of tangents in there. So yeah, some podcast episodes are just nothing to do with Halo at all, but most of them are. So you'll get a lot of banter and also some lore in there.
I mean, it can't be all Halo all the time, or can
right,
it?
Exactly.
Very nice. All right, let's go ahead and jump on over to Gaming Under Fire, which has actually gone through quite a few names over the last year.
That's kind of my goal, is every year's Halo Bowl, I want my podcast to be a completely different name and a completely different brand, so it always makes us look like we're brand new, and then we come out and we bring it.
Oh, so that's the strategy.
Well, now I just gave up the strategy, so damn it.
So when you win, you keep that name, right? You keep going until...
Yeah, when we finally win one of these things, then maybe we'll stick with that name for a year. But no, in addition to being the audio issue podcast, I'm also the name change podcast. So we've been here before under Bad at Halo, and then we were here, I think, for the one in December. We were still under the Gamer Rage podcast, and so now here we are, Gaming Under Fire. Gaming Under Fire is, we do a lot of different games, a lot of different shooters. Our tagline is if it goes pew pew, we basically cover it. So, myself, my co-host Daddy Trax, who I met through the Drunken Halo community, we got together, started doing a podcast about shooters, mostly because, our opinions vastly different between the two of us, and we figured that's a great podcast of having two guys argue about games. And so that's kind of what it's turned into. We started out a lot of Halo, and then as we've kind of ventured into different games, we kind of talk about a little bit of everything, as far as news, opinions, what's going on, what's the discussion on social media around games, shooters specifically on Xbox. And we kind of found out that between Trax and I, Halo seems to be our only game in common. And then he kind of goes into the battle royale genre. I'd stick more to the looter shooters and first person shooters. But yeah, that's kind of in a nutshell. We cover a little bit of everything, and now we're about to beat all the other podcasts in their own game. So we're looking forward to that.
Very nice. All right, and then let's go over to the new kids on the block. The Captain's Report.
Well, you know, the captain's report's the best podcast Drift into Years on the extranet. that aside, the captain's report was originally started for the Halo VR server, Discord server, that I helped set up with Jack of Chaos and Sarge, some good friends of ours. And it was originally made so that our admins could get to know our community when we were growing, and has evolved into this talk show almost that we usually host inside of VR chat. We're looking for a new platform. Cough. So we have covered everything from personal projects that are going on in the server. Jack of Chaos is probably best known for his work on porting over Halo Reach maps such as Forge World into VR chat and other projects, along with bringing Spartans into VR. He's greatly credited with starting that motion. But at this point, we've done interviews with separate fan projects, like we've had Project Contingency on and Coral and a couple of others. But for the most part, it's a little bit of talking about the tech behind some of the rendering techniques that Bungie and 343 have been using, to personal projects and how we're gearing that towards what's going on with that, to interviewing whatever's going on. So it's a little bit of a variety show. Sniper, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, basically, Captain Support just ends up being a grab bag of a lot of different types of things that are going on. So we like to cover things from general Halo news to stuff like current events, mostly tech current events, because we try to avoid politics, because, you know, right now, politics is not the most convenient thing to talk about. So in general, we just talk about whatever's on our minds, whatever's just relevant at the time. And as we said, talking about the things we've been working on tends to be one of the big things we like to talk about. As you mentioned, we did interview Project Contingency folk. We interviewed Jababs and I forgot who else from Coral. We also got Outsider and Aegis Wolf from the Neos project, which is basically if Unity was in VR. And in general, we're just grabbing people, seeing, hey, what are you up to? And most of us just happen to have Halo as a common shared, it's called, interest.
Yeah, we started it for the Halo, but we stayed for the community.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
So the Halo VR community is probably one of the more newer communities as far as podcasts go. Can you just briefly touch on how that's kind of come about?
Well, as I had mentioned, originally we started the podcast as a way of having our admins get to know the community. We went through and did a large admin onboarding when we hit, what was it, about 500 users in the server?
I think it was 300, and then 500 is where stuff got a little out of hand.
Yeah. So basically, I had the idea of, we have this large community behind us, we're not really doing anything with it. You know, we're getting all of these new people onboarded into it, and everybody's working together, but nobody knows the admin. So let's get everybody in a room and talking for a half an hour so they know who's moderating the server. And that failed horribly. And it took me, what, 3-4 weeks, and then finally I brought the crowbar out. I love my crowbar to get everybody in a room, and then it's just taken off from there. I like to call Sniper my documancer, because he helps me take care of most of the documentation for getting the podcast and the server held together, along with the others. But primarily it was just for sake of something to do on a Thursday. I mean, I don't work, nobody else works at the time, and well, why not?
Yeah. To be fair, though, the only reason I'm the documenter is because your disorganization really annoyed me.
Well, I'm not disorganized. I mean, everything was in place by the time the podcast rolled around. I got there on time.
Skin of your teeth doesn't count.
We're not on Linus Tech Tips time or anything.
You say that. We're supposed to be a half-hour podcast. Sometimes you go up to an hour and a half.
Shush.
It's all right. You guys ran into ours. It's fine.
Yeah, it's
fine.
We found out real quick that we slotted right before you guys. I didn't even realize it until after it was too late.
So it's all
we
good.
What we need to do is we need to start rating you after every podcast and just call it a day. Oh no, you're on Mixer, aren't you?
He's on Mixer and YouTube, right?
And Twitch.
Oh,
Twitch.
You are on Twitch? Okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We can send
we can raid
then. Over to you.
Raids are a thing.
Yeah, all yep. 10 of them.
I mean, hey, there was that one time where we ended up being number 4 of podcasts on entirety of Twitch.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was weird. And it was just you being drunk the entire time.
Hey, whoa. We don't talk about that anymore.
TMI. All right, so we've been doing this, like I said, for the past 3 years. And over the past 3 years, we've been fortunate enough to raise $7,500 for a charity called Gamers Outreach. And for those that aren't familiar, Gamers Outreach is a charity organization that helps design what are called go-karts, which are medically approved or acceptable carts that have game consoles in them. And the big purpose of that is to help children who are recovering in hospitals or have to stay a long time in hospitals kind of make their stay a little more enjoyable. So I believe the idea was originally kicked off by the guys over at Drunken Halo back in, well, what would be now 2016. And we just decided to kind of keep it going since then, being a fun tournament that we could do amongst podcasters specifically, and also do a good cause for charity. So this year we are looking to raise another $4,000, which is the cost to make one go-kart in its entirety. And we have a tournament that we're going to be doing that's going to be similar formats to how we've done in the past, which is going to be pool play for the first few rounds, and then it'll be the top 4 teams will go into a bracket play to determine who or which podcast can come out on top. The first 2 years, Drunken Halo was able to take the title, and then last year, one of the newcomers, HCS Pro Talk, took the title. So we will have to see with the two newcomers, HCS Weekly and the Captain's Report, if there can be some shakeups this time around.
I think we might have something in the bag. It's called practice.
Any podcast named HCS at the beginning usually makes me look sideways.
Yeah, at this point, I think we're just doing it for the charity until we can get some better skill. Basically from me. I'm one of the weight factors in our team for sure. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I'm definitely the one getting backpacked.
I mean, sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you don't.
Cozy in there.
By that, I might be right there beside you.
I'll just put this out here. The one we did in December, I got one game where I got double digit kills, and I was through the roof happy that I did that well. And that was one game. So yeah, no, I'm definitely the lead weight of my team. But I found 3 people I think that should be able to carry me fairly well.
Very nice. So what we're going to be doing from here on out is just kind of promoting the charity and the tournament. The details are out on a little bit.ly link that we have. So it's bit.ly/Halo-Bowl-3, because we took Halo Bowl 3 from last year. And you can't reassociate those links, which kind of sucks. But it's bit.ly/Halo-Bowl-3, the number 3, all lowercase, if you want to find out more about the tournament and where you can go to donate. This is all going to be taking place from a tournament perspective on June 22nd, which is a Saturday. And we're going to be starting things off at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 2 p.m. Pacific. And if I got my math right, 10 p.m. GMT for all of our international viewers. Because I'm guessing we have some out there. Over the past couple of years, Mudcat has been gracious enough to host. He has been one of the Drunken Halo community members for quite some time. And if everything goes well, we might actually get this tournament featured on Mixer. So that should be something very cool to have happen. I think for the most part, we're all looking forward to being able to pull this together once again and keep the annual tag going and actually do a proper tournament this year instead of the crap that I tried to pull last year and getting everyone together last minute.
So what you're saying is this is more like Halo 3 ODST than just Halo 3, right? Just a continuation.
Kind of.
Or was last year's Halo 3 ODST?
I think it has better. A little more accurate.
They released
that makes this Halo ODST 4, I'm okay before with Halo 3. It.
Where were the in-between?
Yeah.
Between Halo 2 and Halo 3, or Halo 2 and Halo 3. 2.5. But it's going to be a good time. We are looking forward to it. I know a lot of people have been practicing. A lot of teams have been practicing, except for maybe us and maybe a couple others. But I would definitely recommend you guys check it out. And if you are interested, I highly would recommend checking out gamersoutreach.org. That's the organization that we're raising money for. And it's a good cause. It's wonderful that they're doing what they're doing. And for those that are in the community, you probably have heard of the Gamers Outreach Tournament that they put on for Halo every year. And the last one was this past March, so not too long ago. So they've been a big proponent of competitive Halo. And it's just been one of those things that we wanted to give back in a special way. And this is just one way that we feel like we can do it in the spirit of competitive Halo amongst Halo podcasters, just to kind of spread the word about the podcast, spread the word about the charity, and overall have a good time with it. So, Silver, I know last year you guys put up a pretty valiant effort. You guys
We weren't even in it last year. We were in it, but then we had to pull out at the end.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
So we're kind of like newcomers as well at this point.
So you've got an ace up your sleeve probably somewhere that we haven't seen then.
I got some aces over here.
Wait, I know with you being a Halo completionist, you might have some certain set of skills that some of us might not have.
Well, a lot of that has to do with campaign, so. But, yeah. The completionist side of it. Because most of the achievements are in campaign, so. But
right.
I have this whole other side thing where I do achievement videos, which has nothing to do with the podcast, but yeah.
It's related in the same community of followers, I think, of the podcast, though, at least, right?
Yeah, there's some crossover there. That's how we got the ridiculously long name that I regret having, because I started the Halo Completionist channel on YouTube, which is like basically guides for all the Halo achievements and all the games, and then we were kicking around the idea of like starting up a podcast. It's only me as on the Halo Completionist channel, but then like some friends of mine were like, we should do a podcast at some point. So I'm like, yeah. And then like we decided Halo Conversationalists would be kind of in the same vein as Completionist. So, but it just causes confusion. They're the same two letters, HC.
I mean, it makes sense to me, but
it makes sense, but yeah,
it's confusing.
Nice play on words.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess as a pseudo newcomer, and then for the captain's report folks as newcomers, what are you guys planning to do as far as strategy or looking up some old film or?
So far, we've just been throwing our face to the wall in multiplayer. Usually I try to get the guys together every night and just watch as they wipe the floor with the team as I'm sitting there trying to figure out which end of the pistol to use. It's great.
Well, there's been some mix, because generally what we tend to do is we warm up with Warzone Firefight, just because why the hell not? Warzone Firefight is actually pretty fun. Then we generally tend to hop into social for a while, and then we, if we have enough people, we'll end up doing a custom game just to like have each other like duel off, because we do have some people in our server who are like level 150 plus, and like so they tend to wipe the floor with us.
Yeah, those are very painful matches.
Yeah,
very painful matches. Yeah.
And then we also have one person who knows how to magically use mouse and keyboard with an Xbox, so we get wiped the floor with even more.
Yeah, that. I, I'm going to have a word with Classy one of these days about that, because that's not fun.
I mean, he also has his own downsides, because he can't turn very fast. He can't use vehicles.
No.
It balances out.
No, he can't.
It also, for me personally, it got really confusing when I had to realize, oh, wait, you can't use Spartan abilities, period, in HCS rule sets.
Which is a godsend, because I tend to forget about those a lot, and then go, why am I getting Titan charged in the middle of a match?
You say that, but like whenever I play Halo 5, I get into that mindset, no, these are the abilities, and they're useful for you. So I play in the HCS mode, and I'm like, this is all different. So yeah, it's mostly just practice, and getting our butts kicked, and also kicking some butts too. So
yeah, we've had some really good matches that have had some Disney Channel comebacks to them, but
very nice.
Well, there's a new season just rolled out in Halo 5, so you could get your rank again. Do it all over.
Oh, that yep. might actually be useful.
I think it just kicked off today, actually.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
And so, you can go get your rank in big team battle too.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh hey, we could probably get the entire server together for that sniper. It is game night.
I was kind of sad that the Fiesta ranked was only for 2 weeks, but
yeah, that is kind of short for a ranked playlist.
It was very short.
Yeah.
Any strategy from your side on the Halo conversation list? Silver?
Nothing yet, really. We got together to. Practice. We didn't really practice so much as just kind of play some random games in HCS or Team Arena now is what they call it. But yeah, we'll get some more practices together before this thing kicks off.
Very nice. We've got pretty much, I think, all the details covered as far as I think, unless can anyone else think of anything I missed?
Where can people go to donate?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
bit.ly/halo-bowl-3, all lowercase.
All right.
There you go. And again, we're trying to get $4,000, which is the cost it takes to build one go-kart. And I know it's a little bit different if you've helped fundraise for us in the past. The interface is different. They've teamed up with a new partner, Tiltify, to do the fundraising and the stream stuff. So the interface will look a little bit different, but it all still goes to the same place. And we'll be having another one of these podcasts following up after the Halo Bowl, kind of doing a little recap and everything. I don't think we'll probably do one beforehand, but definitely recommend staying tuned in to the podcast that you're listening to this on, and make sure that you are following Mudcat on Mixer, and tune in on June 22nd, which will be at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, which is when the tournament is going to happen. You can go and donate now if you so choose, but we will be having a couple of giveaways on stream for people that will be donating or watching, so that might be another enticing thing to go over and watch, but we hope that you all can join us over on the stream and come root for your favorite podcast.
Duststorm, we're only doing a couple this time. We're not doing 58.
We're not doing crazy 50, because Mudcat said he would not be hosting it if we had crazy amounts of giveaways this time.
Oh, poor Mudcat. This was so during my first Halo Bowl, which was the second one, we had a massive amount of stuff that people from the podcast, I think some guys from 343 sent us some stuff. Loot Crate sent us some stuff. It was like every 5 minutes Mudcat was doing a giveaway while trying to cast. So props to Mudcat on his ability to multitask. But yeah, he threatened to run for the hills if we did that to him again.
Wow, you just get him an assistant this year.
apparently it wasn't in the budget. We would have had to raise another $2,000 to cover that cost. So.
So next year then.
Yeah, we'll add it for next year. We'll do like another like Halo Bowl 3.5, and the donations for that Halo Bowl will strictly go to Mudcat's assistant for the next one.
Well, it's summertime. The kids are out. We could just get one of those unpaid interns.
Hey, man, they're pretty nice.
Or maybe, you know, we could do another tournament here, raise some money, send it to 343 to put spectator mode into MCC so we can play a game on MCC for the next tournament instead of Halo 5 again.
That would be nice. Do some reach.
Or on Halo Infinite, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we're talking 2020.
Hey, Duststorm, think we got anybody at 343 that'll give us an early build of Infinite for a tournament?
I'm sure that'll work out.
It's called the Halo Insider Program.
Yeah, maybe we could line it up with the flights they're doing.
Yeah, so we're playing next Halo Bowl is MCC PC, yeah?
MCC PC. If we do the Insider Program, we can do Halo Bowl Tip of the Spear mission speedrun.
Oh my god.
Got it.
One requirement is it has to be Lasso.
Yeah, one of the things
that I got.
Well, congratulations, Halo completionists, on winning that one. I'll just go ahead and give you guys that trophy right away.
Yeah, maybe we need to talk to them, Sniper, about what we're planning to do once that's releases.
They'll figure it out.
That smart. You're gonna have to spoon feed it to me.
Okay, so yeah, I had the really bad idea of doing a Lasso run of the MCC PC games as they come out as a charity stream and just watch the pain as we crawl through it. I have no idea how long it's going to take, but we'll do it.
Well, it's a little different. So what the plan is, we're going to do first, we're going to do Legendary Run the entire way through.
I'm pretty sure I said straight to the Lasso Run.
No, we're doing Lasso for the entire grind, remember?
Well, no,
all at once.
Yeah, as the games come out.
No, all at once. When all of them are out, we do the Lasso Run.
Eh, it'll take too long. By the time we finish Reach, the first Halo will be out.
You guys are masochists.
That takes a long time to do just on Legendary.
That's a strong word you use there. Sniper enough.
Okay. I say nothing.
I just want to know why you guys hate yourselves so much to put yourselves through that.
Because it's for charity.
You hit the nail on the head with that one.
It's going to be for charity. We're going to have a swear jar.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, there goes my savings account.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. This is a very short episode for the podcast you're used to listening to. But
look out for that Halo Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's coming.
So there we go.
I'm just glad I actually have a team, I think, by the time it
wasn't a very, that didn't sound very confident.
So that's because during Halo Bowl 2.5 and 3/4, myself and a friend of mine from my Halo 5 Spartan company, we were there. We were ready to go. We were ready to get started. My co-host had to bail a half an hour before our start time because of an issue at work, and he never confirmed with his friend that he was bringing. So I had two of us, nobody else. We pulled two people from the chat that were just there to watch. One of them was from the Drunken Halo community. The other one was from HCS Pro Talk. And Duststorm, I think when you were talking to Silver, I think you were thinking of my podcast. We ended up facing HCS Pro Talk in the finals with one of their community members carrying the load. We did rather impressive for a team of four who had never played Halo together as a group of four ever, and didn't do too bad. Get pooped on, JK Fire. That's all I'm gonna say. Right now, he is probably literally getting pooped on since he couldn't join us because he was doing dad duty.
You said duty.
I'm just glad I have a team to the point where I'm only stepping in until this other person that I'm waiting on says something, and then I step out as the sub. Trax as the co-host is going to be the lead of our team. And it should be a lot of fun. So we'll see. I've got more than enough, I hope, set just in case that happens again. That was a learning experience from the last time of, crap, I don't have any teammates. And as much as I love Deadeye Viper and as good as he is, I don't think 2v4 was going to work.
especially in objective game types.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the HCS settings and me being the Halo player I am. Yeah, well, it wasn't going to work out too well.
Oh, I guess there's one more thing to mention.
You got to the finals.
Yeah. Well, they got to the finals. I was just along for the ride. I had the bag of popcorn out. I was sipping back on soda. I kept kicking the feet up, man. I was like, this is sweet. This is the Halo Bowl experience I was expecting the last time.
It's cozy in that backpack.
When I dropped a massive F-bomb on Mudcat's stream when he went to go do the listen-in. Like, the minute he switched to our team for the listen-in for the stream, I was like, the loudest F-bomb you could possibly think of came flying out of my mouth, and Mudcat's like, all right, well, we're going to end that listen-in on that one lovely note.
Oh, good man. Timing. I'm going to have to warn my team about the live listen-ins.
I don't know if he... I don't think he's going to do them, and I think you guys have me to thank for that.
I was going to say, Sniper, do we have to get another swear jar?
Well, I think if we're going to try to get featured on Channel 1 or get featured on the front page, he's probably... Yeah, it has to be family-friendly for one, so listen-ins are probably out of the question.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that.
That would be the safest bet.
Yeah.
Maybe individuals would be. Yes, it would be.
I don't need to communicate to my team anyway. Half my callouts are wrong anyway.
What are callouts?
He's on the thing. The thing by the island.
Yeah. I don't even think I'm that descriptive.
Oh, jeez.
It's more like, dead. Never mind.
That thing, it's blue. It's over there. What is it?
It's a spider.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get it off.
One more thing I will mention before we wrap it up is we will be playing on HCS settings with HCS maps. So everything that you're used to from a competitive Halo standpoint, we will be using. It'll be competitive Halo, even though it might not be played by very competitive people, except for the Pro Talk and Weekly folks, but we'll see how that goes.
I mean, we might be competitive, just not good at it.
Right. Yeah, we're still competitive, but we're just it'll be like, you know, the HCS pro players, you know, they're like the NHL, and so like our competition is gonna be like B League women's hockey in comparison. It's still competitive.
Oh man, I would have said like your neighborhood bracket for baseball.
Oh geez.
Ooh.
Any last alibis? Any good lucks or good wishes to anybody before we depart and then meet on the battlefield?
Congratulations to everybody that's here for making it into that elimination bracket, and best of luck to guys that aren't here that have to battle it out for that last spot.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give you guys a hint. I aim for the left eyeball.
Okay, that's oddly specific.
It is.
Not sure I'm going to incorporate that into my strats, but okay.
Eye patches.
And left eye, right eye is still a headshot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have this box full of eye patches I've been trying to sell for like months now, and I'm hoping this will help.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Catch everyone on their respective podcasts and see you all on the battlefield.
Bye.
You guys.
Later. Bye. Get pooped on, Josh.